Welcome to the NLX Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to do a different take on snap reactions this week. So we're going to look at some overviews of some passing stuff and some overviews of, just your global, the global offensive environment, if you will. So just take a look at some of that stuff and get an idea of like some of the stuff we're looking for around the league here. So I'm going to start here with the AFC. Again, we'll see sort of what the length of these runs, and then I'll be able to, either make this a couple or make it, more than just an AFC NFC edition. We'll have to see sort of the length of them. All right, so let's get started here. We'll start with the AFC East here. You've got the Buffalo Bills, and it's they're a pretty pass happy offense. And when you think of like close game scripts, so basically neutral ish game scripts in terms of your games that are relatively close and still in doubt, I guess you could say, the early down stuff in those games, so between basically 20% and 80% win rate, basically you see them be the top of the position in terms of passing. I think that actually bodes well for this offense. They have led by a ton, and they're one of the biggest differentials in terms of points scored versus points allowed so far in the season. And when you sort of draw that out, listen, if they're throwing a ton when game is close early on downs, as the game gets a little bit further away, you know, they're gonna run it a little bit more. You look at them, they're almost 60% pass rate. That's 12th in the league in terms of design pass rate. You sort of think about, okay, well, if the game is closer, we're gonna maybe see some of those trends come back. So I kind of like that quite a bit. 5th in terms of dropbacks per game, like you can absolutely see that go up. I think top 10 in the league in medium and deep passing rates, so really pushing the field there, and basically bottom 8 in terms of short and behind the line of scrimmage stuff. 6th in terms of play action, so at 27.3%, you like to see that. 25% improvement on play action versus non-play action. That's about average, so it's right about in the middle there. 15th that ranks, and routes per dropback, 4.67, so that's 10th in the league, so not keeping a ton of guys in the line of scrimmage. When you look at where their passing game lies, it's basically the wide receivers, so you get 21st in terms of running backs, routes run, and that ranks actually better than their yards. So they're 28th in terms of running backs yards per drop back. That's just not good. They run a ton of routes. They lead the league in wide receiver routes per drop back. 9th in terms of wide receiver yards per drop back. And again, they are 31st actually in terms of tight end routes per drop back, but 24th in terms of yards per drop back. So we'll see there in terms of what that offense might look like when you get some change for, say, the lack of Dawson Knox, and you get maybe Tommy Sweeney or someone like that. It's going to be interesting to see sort of what changes that offense ends up making here over the next few weeks or so. All right, we're going to turn next to the New York Jets. I'll be interested to see sort of what they do in terms of their post Zach Wilson era, in the Mike White era, see what that potentially looks like here going forward. It's right now they're basically they're 10th in terms of design pass rate. They are 21st in terms of play rank, 12th in terms of actually drop backs per game, so actually playing up there. Again, it's 60% in terms of design pass rate, which you would expect considering that they've played from behind. Relatively neutral-ish in terms of where they rank passing. They are, they're basically even in terms of like deep passing. That's really their only sort of leg up there. When you look play action attempts, they rank 29th at 19.1%. That some of that could be game script related. They actually have a huge negative split as well. They're the worst team in the league in terms of play action improvement versus non-play action. They're 29.7% worse on play action than they are on non-play action. So total disappointment there. And we'll see sort of, hopefully that's a place that they can grow. That's low-hanging fruit for their improvement in their efficiency. Routes per dropback, 4.43. That ranks 23rd in the league. They are doing some damage, and their running backs are really outproducing what their usage is. So that might be a place where they actually see some improvement. 19th in terms of running back routes run. They rank 4th in terms of yards per dropback on for the running back position there. So I think that's interesting. The wide receiver position, they rank about neutral in terms of the position, and they're one of the worst tight end situations in the league. So we'll see sort of what difference Mike White has versus the implications of Zach Wilson. All right, let's look next to the New England Patriots, and they rank 13th in terms of plays per game at 63.25, 18th in terms of dropbacks per game at 39.1, and 55.6% in terms of design pass rate. That is 19th in the league. When you look, they're again pretty neutral across the board in terms of where they rank in terms of passing areas. I think that's interesting. They're neutral-ish, right at 16th in terms of play action rate. 24.2%. They are a 40% improvement on play action versus non-play action. That ranks 10th in the league, and they're 25th in terms of routes per drop back. Here's an interesting tidbit. So they rank 24th in terms of halfback routes per drop back, but 4th in terms of halfback routes receptions per drop back. So they're really outkicking their coverage, and some of that is Brandon Bolden, you know, some scheme stuff, and I would suspect some of that is directly related to the young quarterback. But I think that's interesting in terms of there's maybe more there if they wanted to incorporate it a little bit more. The receiver position's pretty neutral in terms of right around 20 in terms of where they rank. They rank 20th in terms of tight end routes and 9th in terms of tight end yards per drop back. So Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith are paying off a bit in terms of, it's interesting, they're not using them a ton, but they're actually outproducing their usage. And I think some of that lack of usage isn't really a anti-tight end thing as much as they're just the 7th most in the league in terms of keeping guys into block on passing plays, probably somewhat related to the rookie quarterback. All right, last of the AFC East is the Miami Dolphins. They are 22nd in terms of play rank at 60.5. Dropbacks per game, 44.6. They rank 3rd. Design pass rate, 67.2. That is 2nd in the league. Their big calling card is the short game, so that's 0 to 9 yards. And that is they rank 4th there. 31st in terms of deep percentage rank. Again, that's kind of the antithesis of what you would have thought coming out. 31st in terms of yards per attempt at 6.1. So again, that's disappointing. Maybe some of that stuff is held back a little bit by Brissett too, but given what Tua was coming out, you're disappointed by that. 25.3% play action, that's 12th. Again, so that's neutral-ish, you know, not, if you sort of look in that middle range, the difference between, for example, 12th and 6th is 2 percentage points. So it's not a huge, huge difference in that range. 16.2% improvement on play action. That, again, that's neutral. They're neutral in terms of routes per drop back. And no one's really doing much damage outside of the tight ends. Their receivers are basically the least used, second to least used, I guess, in the league. 31st in terms of routes per dropback, 30th in terms of yards per dropback. But the tight ends, 2nd in terms of routes per dropback, 4th in terms of yards per dropback. So really good production there. Again, Gesicki is having a really, really nice year. Pivot over here to the AFC North, and we've got Baltimore. They're neutral in terms of plays per game, ranking 15th, neutral-ish in terms of dropbacks per game, ranking at 13th, design pass rate ranks 14th, So again, that's interesting there. They are last in terms of pass attempts behind the line of scrimmage. They rank very high, number one, in terms of deep pass percentage. So I think that's a really interesting and compelling thing when you look at Lamar Jackson and some of the schemes and weaponry that they can scheme up. Seventh in terms of yards per attempt. They rank neutral in terms of touchdown rate. 36% play action rate, that's number one in the league. Again, I think that sort of goes to some of that that deep passing stuff. You can unlock that with some of the play action stuff. It is 37.3% improvement on play action versus non-play action. That is 11th. And then that's, you know, I again, that doesn't really speak to a quarterback that is, you know, that's good for sure. That is nice. But what it's interesting is it's not like you're totally dependent on that, which I think, you know, some of the narrative about Lamar Jackson has been. So I'm optimistic there that he has something additional there to grow into and really be a strong non-play action passer as well. Baltimore's in terms of their routes positionally, 25th in terms of running back routes per drop back, 31st in terms of running back yards per drop back, so just not getting much there. And again, this sort of harkens to why I have some pessimism about the backfield in general if it's not Latavius Murray, because everybody else is sort of blends together, it's looking like. And if that's going to be the case, there's just not a ton of outs given given a work share and not a receiving role. It's just, it kind of all blends together. The wide receiver position, 29th in terms of wide receiver routes. We'll see if that changes with Bateman. But they're actually 14th in terms of yards per drop back. So I think that's interesting. And then the tight end position, 23rd in terms of tight end routes per drop back, 3rd in terms of yards per drop back. So Mark Andrews killing it. Pittsburgh, they rank 11th in terms of plays, 14th in terms of dropbacks per game, 17th in terms of design run at 57%. It's a lot of behind the line of scrimmage. They rank above, they rank top 10 in that, top 6th in terms of short percentage rank. They're 26th in terms of medium, which is 10 to 19, and then deep passing, they're actually 19th, which I think actually runs counter, interestingly, to some of the narratives about Ben. Like, people think he's worse than that. 15.56% play action rate, that's actually 30th in the league, so that has come up a little bit, but it's still pretty bad. He's actually positive in terms of play action versus non-play action, which is interesting. The problem is play action, 6.7 yards per attempt, that's not good. Their improvement, 26th in the league, so that's not great. They do rank 5th in terms of routes per dropback, so getting a lot of players out into the routes. One place that I have had a little bit of skepticism, so they rank 13th in terms of halfback routes per dropback, 7th in terms of halfback targets per dropback, but 16th in terms of yards per dropback. So they're being targeted on a higher rate than routes they run, but they are lagging behind that target rate and yards. So that's a source of concern that I have. I think some of it's probably Najee, some of it's probably Ben. You see a consistency in that stat. So basically they're, when you look at their targets versus their actual yards, so 7th for running backs in terms of targets per drop back. These are all per drop back numbers. So 7th in terms of targets, 16th in terms of yards, 5th in terms of wide receiver targets per drop back, 17th in terms of yards, 18th in targets per drop back for tight ends, 22nd in terms of yards. So that holds. So I guess if you're going to say, like, hey, there's some inefficiencies there with Najee Harris, like there's some inefficiencies there with the entire offense that I think you could probably hold against people other than the specific recipient of the targets, and that person has probably been Roethlisberger. So that would be some of my pump the brakes a little bit on killing Najee Harris for lack of efficiency that we might see in the offseason. That just hasn't caught up because people aren't paying attention to this sort of stuff, and then we'll have 8 months of nothing to do, and then people will just harp on it. Well, we've already sort of thought through it. All right, Cleveland, 18th in terms of plays per game, 61.6 dropbacks per game. They rank actually 26th, 30th in terms of design pass rate at just over 50%. Their passing rank, they're fifth in terms of behind line of scrimmage, 28th in terms of short passing. They do a lot of their damage in the medium range, which is third in terms of rank in the league in terms of their rate of throwing it there. When you look at yards per attempt, they actually rank ninth, which is interesting. And then when you look at play action, 25%. Actually, that's low for Cleveland. What I would expect it, I would have expected top five at the position. That's 13th. 10.6 yards per attempt on play action. That is a 51.8% improvement over non-play action. That is the seventh biggest jump in the league. So again, if you're looking at, it's interesting that a guy like Baker Mayfield, much more reliant on play action for his efficiency than Lamar Jackson is. So again, narratives be damned. 30th in terms of running back routes per drop back, 20th in terms of yards per drop back. So again, they're outproducing a little bit. They're outproducing the target share as well in that. But again, it's a low volume running back offense. Really where we see the damage done is the tight end position, where they rank third in terms of routes per drop back, second in terms of yards per drop back. They rank in the bottom five of the position in terms of wide receiver, or bottom five in the league in terms of wide receiver routes, bottom eight in terms of targets per drop back, receptions per drop back, and then they're 24th in terms of wide receiver yards per drop back. So pretty crummy there in terms of their wide receiver production. It's just slightly better than their allocation in the offense. I guess that's something. But we'll see. Maybe we get some renewed health from Odell Beckham and Landry, and that can potentially uptick them a bit. I don't know. I don't have a ton of hope for that, even though, just from a volume perspective, that's just not really how they want to do their offense. They want to be a run-heavy, sort of tight end-centric passing game. And that just isn't – I'm just not sure what type of ceiling there is for wide receivers in that role. All right, Cincinnati, they ranked 27th in terms of design pass rate. It's interesting. There was some big bets being placed on them being high value or high volume passing offenses coming into the league. Hasn't really shown out, so I think that's interesting. 57.8 plays per game. That is 28th in the league, 29th in terms of dropbacks per game. So again, it is low volume and low. It's a dual problem. Low percentage of passing and low number of plays, and that sort of brings you in the bottom four of the position or of the league in terms of dropbacks per game to pass. So I think that's a concern there with Burrow. That can change from year to year, but I think that making this is a cautionary tale of making a huge volume bet on a quarterback, especially when there's a relatively young quarterback and a relatively young offensive play caller. I think you can see problems there. They rank all over the place in terms of where they allocate their targets. So they're 31st in terms of targets behind the line of scrimmage. They are second in terms of short, so that's 0 to 9. They're 28th in terms of 10 to 19. And then they're 14th in terms of deep balls. That's 20 or more yards down the field. So it's interesting. I have a coding scheme. It's red, green, red, green in terms of how they rank at the position. That's not typically how we've seen it. They're typically not shaped like that. So that's an interesting thing there. I don't know if it's Burrow-centric or what I'd be sort of interested in doing maybe a deeper study on is how they're using their trio of wide receivers and the layering of that and how they sort of intersect, because I think that is absolutely a really interesting thing. And maybe it's a situation where you get a guy like T. Higgins, who I would consider like the quote moderate wide receiver in the at the position, and in reality he's not moderate, he's really bimodal, he's either short or he's long, and as a result you're not seeing what looks like basically kind of a layered passing game. Really isn't, it's either deep or it's short. So that's just a theory that I have. I'll have to look more into it, but it's really interesting in terms of how they're schemed out. 19.4% play action percentage. That's actually 27th in the league, which is surprising given the McVay connections there. And they rank basically 15.6% improvement on play action. So that's 18th. So not a huge advantage that they're getting on play action. So you think a lot of that is bro. That's interesting. No surprise here. 7th in terms of wide receiver routes per drop back. They're 3rd in terms of yards per drop back for wide receivers. That's, I think, a pretty unsurprising number given who's in that passing game. One tidbit that I think is interesting: 18th in terms of running back routes per drop back, 7th in terms of running back yards per drop back. That's actually an interesting one in terms of. Maybe a little bit more on the bone here going forward for a guy like Mixon. Turning next over to the AFC South, Jacksonville ranked 20th in terms of plays. They rank actually 9th in terms of dropbacks per game. So that's actually decent. You sort of see that pop out in the 61.4% design pass rate, which is... it accounts for why they drop back to pass more than their play rank would suggest. Only 19.14 carries per game, which I think is an interesting situation there. Given if there was some growth in the volume of the offense, as well as maybe some more positive game script, you could absolutely see a guy like James Robinson, who's performing really well, grow. Neutral-ish across the board. There's no real outlier in terms of where they throw the ball. I would say middle, so 10 to 19 yards down the line of scrimmage, ranked 10th, but otherwise they're sort of middle-ish in terms of the pack. Nothing really notable there. 21% of their attempts are play action. That ranks 22nd in the league, so in the bottom there. They do see a 63.3% improvement on play action. That is 3rd. So some of the stuff there that we had some questions about with Trevor Lawrence, which is like, hey, can he do anything more than just schemed up stuff? This kind of goes back to that. So again, I'm not going to kill him or crush him for his performance, but can he do stuff outside of schemed up structure? TBD. Neutral-ish in terms of running back routes per drop back at 16th, but 24th in terms of yards per drop back, so not great there. Again, 27th in terms of receptions per drop back, not a ton of volume going towards the running backs in a production base out of the backfield. When we see it, 13th in terms of wide receiver targets. They are 23rd in terms of wide receiver yards per drop back, and then 4th in terms of tight end routes per drop back, and 10th in terms of yards. So again, we see negative splits across the board, which again, I think speaks to an inefficient offense. Tennessee, this one will be interesting to watch for in the post Derrick Henry world, and it's always interesting. You look at these things like, hey, who's adding points and all these things. And it's like, oh, it's the quarterback and not the running back. And same is true for Derrick Henry as it has always been. And we'll see if their offense can actually take off without Derrick Henry in ways that, look, they're not running the ball as much, but, oh, man, look, their yards per play is up a yard with Derrick Henry out. Like, it could be the Ewing theory. This could be a classic Ewing theory situation. 67.25 plays per game. That ranks 3rd in the league. So, again, if you are looking for a situation for volume to go up, absolutely. A.J. Brown, Tannehill, those situations, Julio. I think this is a really interesting situation because they rank 3rd in terms of plays per game, 21st in terms of dropbacks per game, 31st in terms of design pass rate. So again, you sort of look at that and you say, okay, some of those things come back up with a lack of Derrick Henry And all of a sudden, like, you could actually see a significantly more efficient offense and it be running through some wide receivers and some stuff like that. I think it's very easy to see how that happens. Again, it might not even necessarily be seismic shifts, but subtle shifts could really make a big difference in terms of some volume here in the passing game. They rank 11th in terms of yards per attempt at 7.6 yards per attempt. I don't have handy off the top of my head Derrick Henry's rushing attempts, but I know that their passing attempts is two is about or more than 2 yards per attempt better than Derrick Henry's rushing. So again, seven bigger than four. So we're fans of analytics and math here. 7 yards per attempt is bigger than 4 or 5 that Derrick Henry is rushing for. So we'll see how that math checks out. Again, I like McNichols, for example, because I think that there's going to be volume here. They're just not going to go totally away from it. And I get that, and that's sort of why we're capitalizing on having 60% of Jeremy McNichols. But it's interesting. I mean, this year, Derrick Henry 4.3 yards per attempt, so it's actually down. This is actually one of those worst years of his career in terms of yards per attempt. So again, 4.3 yards per attempt for Derrick Henry and north of 7 for Ryan Tannehill. So this is going to be a classic Ewing theory thing. It's going to be classic Ewing theory. 10.3 yards per attempt on play action. That is a 58.7% improvement. That is fifth best in the league. They run a shockingly low number of routes at 4.4 routes per dropback. That is 27th in the league. They outproduce the running back yards per dropback. This is an interesting one. So they're 26th in terms of running back routes per dropback, but eighth in terms of yards per dropback. So they're getting more than the situation they're setting up for themselves for the running back production in the passing game. Again, this is a spot where I think McNichols is really interesting. And when you look at some of his yards per route run stuff, there's an efficiency there. I'm really interested in that in particular. When you look at even compared against a guy like Adrian Peterson has never really done that well. Like Jeremy McNichols, again, it is small sample size, but that is something that you could sort of look at and say, wow, their offense looks really compellingly efficient in that way. And that's a spot where and we've actually seen it come up as well with Derrick Henry this year. So that's a spot where maybe there's a little bit more nuance to this offense, or maybe some, whether it's teaching of Ryan Tannehill or whatever it is that they're getting more juice out of the squeeze at the running back position than they have in years past. I think that's an interesting spot to potentially watch for McNichols in a maybe a higher floor situation, ceiling combination than you might otherwise think in a typical backup to Derrick Henry type role. Indianapolis, they rank 22nd in terms of plays per game at 60.5, 21st in terms of dropbacks per game at 37.5, 20th in terms of designed pass rate, relatively neutral across the board, nothing really notable. Slightly behind the short and medium passing, and slightly ahead of it in deep passing, but again, nothing sort of earth-shattering there. 24.8% play action rate, that's 14th in the league. 61.6% improvement on play action versus non-play action, that is fourth in the league. So again, schemed up stuff. They're smashing in terms of production from the running back position, sixth in terms of running back yards per drop back, and they rank eighth in terms of running back routes per drop back. Neutral across the board in terms of wide receiver production and tight end production there. It's nothing super notable about the offense other than how lopsided it is in terms of play action versus non-play action production. Right, that's I think the big thing there, and they run slower basically than league median. Right, that's I think the big takeaways there. Houston's by far the just brutal in terms of plays per game, 32nd in terms of that, 27th in terms of dropbacks per game at 35. So again, that's not awful, and when you sort of look at it, like it's only a couple worse than like 20th. So it's not horrible, horrible. They rank third in terms of design pass rate. Most of their stuff is short. Like they rank 7th in terms of behind the line of scrimmage. They rank in the 20s in terms of median and deep passing. So that's, I think, a little bit of a tweak there. They're 19.7% play action percentage of their passes are play action passes. That's 25th. And that probably speaks a little bit to your game script stuff. So I think that's a potential, you know, if you're sort of trying to get bigger picture takeaways from this offense, this probably isn't the year to do it in terms of those types of splits. That 12.5% improvement over non-play action to play action, again, it's minuscule. They don't get a lot of people out in the routes, considering they don't have many skill position players that are very good. That's not surprising. 29th in terms of routes per dropback. So if you're sort of hoping for a David Johnson breakout, like the offense just isn't designed or volumized to really do that. They're neutral-ish across the board at the wide receiver position and neutral-ish in terms of tight end production. They actually outproduce their routes in terms of the tight end position. But just given the small amount of volume, it's just really tough to get a ton done there. So I think that you sort of have that that bit of dichotomy there. All right, next, turning to the AFC West. And you've got Kansas City ranking 8th in terms of plays at 63.9. This is pre-Monday Night Football, getting the final data. If I waited on Monday Night Football, we'd be waiting a while. So I'm just getting this out to you. Dropbacks per game, number 1. So a lot of volume there in the passing game. Design pass rate, number 1, 67.7%. So again, that's a lack of rushing production if we've ever seen it. Neutral-ish in terms of ranks across the board. 11th actually in terms of percentage of passes behind the line of scrimmage. They're in the 20s basically with the other stuff. So not huge there in terms of any of that stuff being super disparate, I guess, if you will. 9th in terms of play action rate at 26.3%. This is interesting and probably a massive indictment. Running backs 4th in terms of routes per dropback, 30th in terms of targets, 29th in terms of receptions per dropback, and 26th in terms of yards per dropback. So they're getting a ton of opportunity and doing nothing with it. It's probably an indictment of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, of Daryl Williams. It's probably an indictment on the offense in general, just not taking advantage of that. And given some of the stuff we see with some pressure rates and that sort of stuff from Mahomes, like maybe they'd just be better advised to keep the running back in. You know, so I doubt that that's going to change much, but it is a notable feature of the offense. And listen, maybe that's the place they look in free agency or in the offseason or in the draft to bring in a running back that actually is someone that warrants targeting in the passing game. 16th in terms of wide receiver routes. They're 22nd in terms of routes, yards per dropback, excuse me. Tight end smashing, 6th in terms of tight end routes per dropback, 5th in terms of yards per dropback for the tight end position. And not surprising with Travis Kelce that they're pretty darn good. The Chargers, 11th in terms of play rank. They're 4th in terms of dropback per game. Just the difference between KC and the Chargers. And this is probably a situation about why a statistical solution to the question of why Patrick Mahomes is so high floor is it's a big difference in terms of where they are versus the rest of the position in terms of opportunities to throw the ball. More than 4 a game, more than the 4th highest amount. And when you just think about that, like that can really add up, you know. So that's essentially 10% more. And like when you sort of look at that, like, man, that adds up very quickly in terms of giving you a lot of grace. And if you're better, like that really multiplies. It protects your floor, and if you're better, it really, I think, can increase. You know, you just think of if you're a couple tenths of a point better per drop back and you're doing it 10% more, like that can really add up. Again, I'm not pegging on the Chargers here, but you just look at, you know, you look at a situation like Vegas. Vegas is a really interesting one. This division's really interesting, right? Because Vegas, you have 41.4 dropbacks per game. With Kansas City, you've got 48. That is a, and that's the difference between 1 and 11. That's, you know, six, more than 6.5. And that is a big difference in terms of, once you start adding that up in terms of what those are worth, can be a really, really big difference there. So, again, I think that's one of the reasons why. And this isn't, I'm not always going to say that running, that volume matters. I think there's a lot of reasons why Mahomes matters. But this is one, continuity of coaching staff, front office, quarterback. We kind of know that there's a built-in floor there. And we know he's pretty good. I think this is another example of statistically why that's true. Okay, so I think we're on the Chargers. Sixth in terms of the design pass rate at 62.1%. You know, they're doing a lot of the stuff in the short and intermediate. A lack of sort of deep passing and behind the line of scrimmage is notable. But I think they're passing in the efficient ranges, which isn't surprising given Brandon Staley's their head coach. They rank 20th in terms of yards per attempt. I think when you, if you were to sort of bat that around the NFL media, everyone would take better than that. You know, there's been a coronation of Justin Herbert, and he's been good, but let's, 20th in terms of yards per attempt as a team isn't something that, you know, I'm going to launch a Times Square ticker tape parade over, which is what I think some people in the media have done for Justin Herbert. And again, I like Herbert and I liked him more than the market coming out, but I think we need to be careful to anoint people the greatest thing. And, you know, there was some Herbert over Mahomes stuff earlier in the season. I mean, get the hell out of here. You know, I mean, just get out of here. And I like Herbert. I'm a Herbert guy, but that is just ludicrous. And he ranks 20th in terms of yards per attempt. Like, that's not, like, definitionally, that's not good. So that's something that we need to see them get better on. And again, there's easy stuff to do it with. 27.3% play action rate. That's 8th in the league. 7.6 yards per attempt. 9.5% improvement over non-play action. That's 21st in the league. So there is, like, plenty of meat on the bone. Like, if you were imagining it, it would be Peyton Manning eating chicken, right? Like, there's a lot to get there in terms of, hey, you can really uptick your efficiency, you know, be a 7.8 yards per attempt guy just by sort of carving out more of the easy stuff. We'll see if that's something that can take a step forward. It's there. The infrastructure is there for Herbert to take a step. We'll just have to see. And maybe I'll do a more specific Herbert piece at a future time. But I think that's notable there. And I'm not fully on board with, you know, I like Herbert. I don't want to say this is an anti-Herbert thing. But I don't think I'm fully on board with the idea of a coronation yet. Whereas I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, he's so great. And he is great. But I don't think he's maybe the Dak Prescott level of the position yet, which is a step down from where Mahomes is, for example. They don't run, interestingly enough, a ton of routes for the running back position, 23rd, and you would think with Eckler, it'd be like, all right, every chance, can we get him out on, can he run two different routes on a drop back? No, all right, well, we'll settle for running one every single drop back, 23rd, which is interesting. They rank 13th in terms of yards per drop back. Again, that speaks to Eckler's greatness. 14th in terms of wide receiver routes per drop back. By the way, Joshua Palmer made an absolutely absurd catch this weekend. So almost, you know, I didn't even stay and hang out long enough to see if it got called back. Like, it was almost so great that I thought it was going to have to get called back, but I believe it did count. So just keep an eye on him sort of later on. He got talked up all camp. He's another one of those, like, we got to come up with a name for this. And I don't know. Like, I have the Madison theory. Madison theory is in full effect for McNichols, by the way. We'll see what happens there with Adrian Peterson. But Madison theory is fully in effect for McNichols. But the overhyped wide receiver with bad pedigree and lack of performance in college that gets talked up all training camp and then does nothing. We need a name for that. So go ahead and think that up and submit it, and we'll see. We should have a contest for it because that needs a name. And I haven't come up with it, but Josh Palmer's leading for this year in that. We'll have to, you know, come up with a better one here in coming weeks. He's not a good example of it. It's got to be somebody else, but it's got to be a historic example, but he's the one this year that's coming to mind. Their tight end production as well, 10th in terms of routes per dropback, so plenty of volume there for a guy like Jared Cook. Neutral-ish across the board in terms of targets, receptions, and yards. So you sort of look at that, you're like, all right, there's plenty there to work with. And again, they throw it at a high rate, drop back at a high rate. There's a lot there. It's a high floor situation for a tight end to be in. Certainly wide tight end one type production is firmly and fully in the range of outcomes. Vegas, again, we're going to take Vegas with a grain of salt without Gruden. We're not sure if it's good or bad, you know, what the whole situation is. Seventh in terms of play per game at 64. 11th in terms of dropbacks per game. 58% of plays are designed passes. They rank 16th in that stat. Again, there's a little bit of weirdness in terms of their work. They rank high in the deep passing, really low in the medium, above the median in terms of short passing, and really bad in terms of behind line of scrimmage. So again, that's that red and green checker box. Same thing with Denver. They basically do the exact same thing. So they're both well below in terms of behind the line of scrimmage and medium passing, and up at the top of the league in terms of short and deep passing. So interesting stuff there with the two of them. Just to give you an idea, like with very, very similar outlays of where they rank at the position, just try this on for size. Vegas ranks 5th in terms of yards per attempt. Denver ranks 15th. So just the difference between Derek Carr and Teddy Bridgewater is gargantuan, and they're not really seeing a huge difference in terms of their production. Teddy Bridgewater is actually, and I'm just going to combine these two because they're so interesting and close together in some of this stuff. Play action rate for Vegas, 31st, zero surprise there. 15.4% of their plays are dropback, of their dropbacks are play action. 9 yards per attempt on play action. In news that will surprise all observers, positive split for Derek Carr in play action. It is a notable feature of his, and I've talked about this in many other iterations and ad nauseum at this point. This is by far the worst. I can't say this for certain, but I am fairly confident that this will be the absolute worst division in terms of play action performance. Two teams ranking in the negative in this division, and the two teams that are above zero rank less than 9.5% improvement on play action. They are 21st is the best rank that they do in that stat, which is wild in terms of where they are at. So Derek Carr is actually positive, and that is kudos to him for actually getting that. Again, it's not huge, but that's worth a couple of decimal points for sure. And then, yeah, so they're neutral at the running back position, which is interesting. Maybe that there's a little bit more for Josh Jacobs to get there, especially if there's like a Drake injury. That's interesting. 28th in terms of wide receiver routes for Vegas. 11th in terms of yards per dropback. So a huge chasm there. Not a ton of wide receiver routes, nor a ton of wide receiver targets. 28th in terms of both of those stats. 11th in terms of wide receiver yards per dropback. So maybe that's a situation where there is just actually more to get there for Ruggs and Edwards, and maybe a different coaching staff would unlock that. Top 6 across all the stats for the tight ends. Again, Waller's a smasher. And then you look at Denver, you know, they're neutral-ish across the board in terms of running backs. They're less bad in wide receivers, but still not great. And then tight end position, they rank 2nd in terms of receptions per drop back for the tight end position, 11th in terms of yards per drop back. Again, I think there's probably a sign there that Noah Fant's being held back somewhat by the passing game of Teddy Bridgewater. All right, well, that's the AFC in under 45 minutes. Again, let me know what you think of this. I just wanted to try this on for size and sort of get some of these bigger picture things and looking at some offenses. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.